Hello, it's Thursday, November the 4th, and we're in the 61st chapter of the prophet Isaiah. And we're just going to look at verses 1, 2, and 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Now, you'll remember that the opening verses are cited by Jesus himself when he is talking about his own identity. But it's very interesting. It's not Jesus who quotes them. It's John the Baptist who quotes them. But they're coming to John the Baptist to ask as to the identity of Jesus. And John the Baptist sends them to this text. But interestingly, he stops at the first part of verse 2 and doesn't add, "and the day of vengeance of our God," because that day hasn't come yet. That day is still future, the judgment seat of Almighty God. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. It's a metaphor for the blessings that come with Christ and the blessings that come with Pentecost and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And this was pictured in the life cycle of Israel in Leviticus 25 and the year of Jubilee, every 50 years. So every 50 years, it was the year of the Lord's favor. All debts were cancelled. If you had mortgaged your property, it would return to you. It was a year when you did no work. I don't know exactly how that works out. I mean, the farmers would still have to grow food, one suspects. But it was an entire year of celebration and the cancellation of all debts. And it's a fascinating economic and political stratagem in the life of Israel. But it was a way of picturing the blessings of the new covenant, the blessings of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit as a result of the finished work of Christ, and an anticipation, ultimately, of the blessings of the new heavens and new earth. Well, read verses 1 to 3 today and trust that it'll be a blessing to you and a comfort to you. And we'll pick it up again next Monday. But for now, have a wonderful weekend.